بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into the blessed month of Ramadan. What is the pinnacle, the climax, the most high profile event in the Islamic calendar? From the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ لَنَفَحَاتِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within the Islamic calendar certain special events, special moments, special times, special places, wherein the air is full of the rahmat, the mercy, the forgiveness, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last night we read our first Taraweeh Salah. This morning we would have woken up for Sehri. Perhaps we would have read Tahajjud Salah. Already our Quran Tilawat Khatams would have commenced. And already we can sense and feel the air is different. The environment is different. The feeling is different. For us to have that yaqeen and conviction, mashayikh say that right now in the air waves, the rahmat and mercy of Allah is there. The forgiveness of Allah, the barakat, the blessings, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. For us to now tune our hearts to the correct frequency. For us to now pick up on those airwaves that are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us the bounties and the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Just for us to get a glimpse and understand how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conditioned and tuned the minds of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The lengthy hadith mentioned by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu is the narrator. And he says Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had gathered the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum on the last day of Sha'ban. And then he went on to extol the virtues of the month of Ramadan, where he said to them that, Ya ayyuhal nas qad adallakum shahrun azeemun mubarak. That, O my companions, a very great and blessed month has dawned upon you. And thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on to say to them that this month contains one night that is more virtuous than 1,000 months, referring of course to Laylatul Qadr. That person who will try to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing some nafil action, kana kaman adda farida. Nabi alayhi salam says it will be as though he has performed a fard action. The reward will be multiplied. And that person who will perform his fard, what is his normal duty, his 5 times salah, if he has to discharge his zakat, he will discharge his zakat, his fasting during the month of Ramadan, what is an obligation upon him, then for him the reward will be multiplied minimum 70 times. And thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, very briefly we'll go through, 4 actions. Now understand, my dear brothers, many a times the complaint comes that we have our daily tasks, our duties, perhaps we are still working, we've got to go to the shop, to the office, and it is difficult to take time out in the month of Ramadan to devote or dedicate to ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam understood, Sahaba radiyallahu anhum also, it was not as though they were in i'tikaf from day one. They also had their lives, they had their duties, their tasks, their work that they had to do. The women folk also, they have their tasks to see to, the house, the chores, the children, etc. But 4 actions Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then mentioned in this hadith, which are very, very easy for us to perform, to do, whether we are busy or not, and we will get great rewards in the month of Ramadan. Firstly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains that this is shahrus sabr, the month of sabr and patience. Wa thawabuhu al-jannah. And then he says the reward of sabr is jannah. In the month of Ramadan, we'll find very easily some, because a person is fasting, he may be irritable now, he hasn't had his morning cup of tea or his lunch at work, whatever it may be. So very quickly, people will irritate us, annoy us. Perhaps it will be in the masjid, somebody parked incorrectly, whatever it may be. For us now to exercise sabr and patience. Something may not go our way, we mentioned last night also. Conditions sometimes are not to our liking. We're feeling hot, we're feeling cold, whatever it may be. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us this is the month of sabr. So this, whether a person is busy or not, but he can exercise sabr and patience when there is difficulty, and the reward for this is jannat. Then secondly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that person who will give a fasting person something to break his fast with, then he will get, firstly, all his sins will be forgiven. Together with this, he will get the reward of that person's roza and fast. Without his reward being diminished, but this person will get the full reward as well. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were desirous. They said, O Nabi of Allah, not every one of us finds something to, or has the means to assist others and to give them a meal or something to have the iftari with. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the same reward will be found Even if you give a person one date, one kajur, one sip of water, one sip of milk, you will get the reward of his entire fast. So this is again something we can do. Haji Baipadia rahimahullah would say, a person comes to the masjid, maghrib time, we bring our iftari, our kajur, our water with us. He says, how many a times do we think that perhaps there may be some traveler, somebody who has come, or maybe he forgot his kajur, at least carry one or two kajur extra, you will see somebody and give it to him, and he breaks his fast with this, you will get the reward of his entire fast. So these two things. Thirdly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, man khaffafa an mamlukihi. That person in the month of Ramadan who will make the work of his workers light and easy. He has employees, he has people working for him. He will lighten their burden in the month of Ramadan. This will become a means of all his sins being forgiven. Sometimes we have Muslim workers, people under our employ, for us to now lighten their task, give them off half an hour earlier, or give them some lighter chores and work to do in the shop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with us. If we have non-Muslim workers, they also, at least they will understand and know this is a special time of the year. This can be a means of da'wat, inviting them towards Islam. And the fourth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, is for us to have on our tongues the following four phrases. We have heard this many a times. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. So a person reads La ilaha illallah, then he makes istighfar. As'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. These four phrases, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. A person reads the kalima, then he asks forgiveness from Allah, he asks Allah for jannah and protection from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salam says, these are things you cannot do without. So these four actions, to have sabr, then to feed a fasting person, to make the work of our employees easy, and to read these four phrases while we are busy with our chores, driving, working, whatever. We do not need to dedicate time for this. And like this, we will draw the great blessings and barakat of the month of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.